For this story, we have Andrene.
Everybody knows what a whore is, but you might not know about a manhole.
It's a guy that whores around. He has different girls on the side.
He got girls on the side, Tamel, Siaba. He's a manhole.
That said, the story over.
But the story is far from over. Imari says that people have different opinions when guys sleep around versus when girls do it.
Okay, let's say if I'm going out with your friend, I'm flirting with another person. When your friend sees me, he go to your person. Oh, I saw your girl. She was flirting with this man over there. Ta-ra, sip, sap, sap, boo, boo, ba, and everything. Next thing you know, the boy break up with you for no pay of reason. And, like, you wondering why, but you don't know.
Yeah, how. The thing about it is that the guys, they bounce from girl to girl and girl. But when a girl does it, there's a problem.
I know. Like,
we look like the bad ones. We look like the bad ones, like they call us a smud and all this other stuff. But if he does it, oh yeah, he's a pimp.
Boys seem to get away with a lot of stuff.
They use you as a material, like if they sad or stuff. Yeah, like something like that. They just want you for a while, like next thing you know, next day, like feelings is over. They just like, nah, I don't want her no more. Bounce, bitch, get the fuck out of my face.
And bounce to the next girl.
Bounce to the next girl. The same thing's gonna go over and over again.
Sometimes it seems like boys have an IQ smaller than their shoe size.
Like, a boy is going out with you and stuff like that, and then they break up with you and stuff. They're going to be at the match out. They're going to try to deny they never went out with you and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
like, going out it's with like, you it's some sim or something. Like, oh, nah, I ain't going out with her. Nah.
Some girls think that all guys are dogs.
You could literally count on your hands all the nice guys. Oh. Like, literally.
Now, hold on a minute here. Let's ask a guy what he thinks about this. Kareem?
You said what?
On second thought, maybe not. Perhaps the best defense that guys have is pointing out that girls are far from angelic. In fact, some girls like to fight. They think it makes them look tough, like a girl who tried to mess with Tanisha.
She called my face. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Don't cut my face with all that crap.
And like, we not here. Like
I know. Don't cut my face like that. No. And she was like, you can't beat me, bitch. You can't beat me. I said, you wanna try me? You can try me right now. She took all that. You can't beat me. You can't fight me. You can't do nothing. And it was her first day she came to school.
Girls also fight when they think that somebody is rude to them. This happened with Tanisha. And that girl probably regretted it.
She rolls her eyes at me. I'm saying, little girl, who is you rolling your eyes at? She said, you come in my face. All you see is a swing. Boom. Started beating that bitch up. Well, that's it.
So you threw the first punch?
Yeah.
Why?
Because why you come in my face going, like, don't come in my face. And then go like that. I want to fight you. I want to fight you. Come in my face.
Our school is like war, yeah. Our school was crazy. OD fights every single day. You see everything OD.
Other times, girls fight about boys.
In my school, there was these two girls, and they liked the ugliest boy in the school. He was the ugliest boy in the school. No, he was a player. And these two girls were fighting over him, and he ain't even want them. He was playing both of them with an eighth grader.
Somehow, we've come full circle in our conversation. Maybe guys really are dogs.